This is a Fox News alert. The U.S. response to Russia. I'm Lisa Brady. President Biden ordering severe sanctions against Russian individuals and financial institutions over the attack on Ukraine. Fox's Jared Halpern is live at the White House.
Russia's largest banks are being cut off from the U.S. economy, and assets of wealthy Russian oligarchs are frozen as part of a sanctions package President Biden says will impose a severe cost to Russia.
We will limit Russia's ability to do business in dollars, euros, pounds, and yen.
The sanctions package also includes export controls designed to limit Russia's ability to import components for their aerospace and high-tech sectors.
This is going to take time, and we have to show resolve so he knows what's coming. And so the people of Russia know what he's brought on them.
President Biden says more severe sanctions do remain a possibility, Lisa.
Jared, the U.S. and its allies could still target President Putin personally, for instance, or kick Russia out of the global payment system known as SWIFT. Germany's vice chancellor is warning that Western nations could stop buying Russian coal, oil, and gas. In Ukraine, it's been a long day of shelling and fighting.
This is the initial phase of President Putin's move to retake Ukraine, and those tank forces, those special forces, they are encircling Kyiv as we speak tonight. I would expect to see more airstrikes, more ballistic missile strikes tonight. This is far from over.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Health officials reporting 57 Ukrainians killed, dozens more wounded. The FAA just expanding an area in Eastern Europe where U.S. airlines and pilots cannot operate. It now includes all of Ukraine, all of Belarus, and a western part of Russia. From a sell-off to a rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 91 points at the close after tumbling more than 800 earlier. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Best.com.
While President Biden deals with Russia, conservatives are focusing on other issues that may play a role in this year's midterm elections at the annual conference known as CPAC.
Tennessee GOP Senator Marsha Blackburn took aim at the concept of critical race theory, accusing Democrats of using it to divide classrooms.
You are not going to tell my child that they're an oppressor because of the color of their skin.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, whose state is hosting the event, singled out the president for policies DeSantis says is costing Americans.
And now we have rampant Bidenflation. The inflation is because of his policies, and we're not going to let anyone forget that.
DeSantis is seen by many in the GOP as a front runner for the White House in 2024, should former President Trump not seek another term. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Some top-selling pickups are being recalled.
Ford recalling nearly a 250,000 heavy-duty pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a problem with drive shafts, which could fracture and cause loss of power or control if it hits the ground. Affected are certain F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups from the 2017 through 2022 model years. The trucks have gasoline engines and aluminum drive shafts. Ford saying in government documents, heat and noise insulators can loosen and touch the drive shaft, left, leading to the problems. Failures could also let the trucks roll if they're stopped and the parking brake isn't on.
Fox's Lillian Wu, dealers will inspect the shafts. More than half of the abortions in the U.S. are now done with pills instead of surgery. That finding in a report from the Guttmacher Institute, which also shows a spike in pill use during the pandemic. In Georgia, Republicans are proposing a bill to prohibit the delivery of abortion pills by mail. And in South Dakota, a federal judge has temporarily blocked a rule that would make it one of the hardest places in the country to get the pills. America, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.